Omari-san? Are you okay? We need to go home now.
Looks like you're home, Riki. What is that? Is it a cat?
Yeah, it is. You can come in.
Huh? Komari? Hey, what's going on here?
I'm not too sure myself.
They're both soaking wet. What happened?
If she stays like this, she'll catch a cold.
Hurry up and get her to the baths.
Thanks, Masato.
I remembered. Everything.
Huh?
About everything that I've lost.
Huh?
I remember my brother. He was sick, so he was hospitalized.
There you are, Komari.
Ah, but you haven't caught me yet!
Wait, Komari! That night, the little match girl went up to heaven, along with the last shooting star. Wasn't that a beautiful story?
Is that the ending? The little girl died?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't like that story!
I'm sorry. I won't tell you any more sad stories, Komari. I'll write one especially for you. A chick hatched from an egg.
A chick? A little chickie!
The chick became a hen, and it laid an egg. After taking 3 steps, the hen forgot it had once been an egg.
Big brother, you're so warm. Big brother, what's wrong? Are you okay?
Listen, Kamari. The next time you open your eyes, I may not be here with you anymore. But there's nothing for you to be sad about, Kamari. This is all a dream.
A dream?
That's right. It's just a dream. And so, good night. There's nothing to be sad about. This is all a dream.
It's all a dream. So I'm not sad. It's just a dream.
Komari-san believed her brother and convinced herself it was all a dream. That's how she escaped the sadness. She avoided sadness just as Takeo-san had wished. Thanks to that wish, Komari-san was always able to smile.
When I was little, I found a pretty flower out in the garden. I picked it and brought it in the house to give to my brother, but it wilted so soon and then died. I regretted doing it because I hadn't known that the flower would wilt. There are so many things in this world I never wanted to know about. It's better never to have seen those things.
What happened?
Masato-kun contacted us. It's not much, but we brought some clothes.
Are you okay?
What happened here? It appears that we shouldn't press the issue right now.
Come on.
Could you take her back to her room for me?
Komari-kun.
Let's go.
I want to stay here. With my big brother.
Big brother?
Okay, big brother.
Komari-san, you should really go back to the girls' dorm. It's almost time for dinner.
Big brother, you won't leave, will you? Even if I'm not here, you won't go far away and leave me alone.
No. I won't go anywhere, don't worry.
Do you promise me?
Okay, then. Let's get back to your room, Komari-kun.
Goodbye, big brother.
I see. So that's it.
Komari-kun may be telling herself that Riki-kun is her brother to protect herself from the grief she's experiencing.
That's terrible. That's too sad. Isn't there anything we can do?
Right now, we can't do anything. I wish that we could help, but it's impossible. If she hadn't learned the things she never wanted to know, Komari-san would still be smiling like the sun all the time. I didn't want to know the truth, either. I still wish I didn't.
But now that you realize, there's no way you can run from it. Even if the world overflows with things we'd rather not know, Is averting our eyes and running away all that we can do? Are we really that cowardly? I don't believe that. What I do believe is this. You're very important to Kamari now, which means the only one that can help her, the only one that can do anything for her, is you.
Kyosuke!
Running away has never solved anything, my friend.
I'm the only one who can help Komari-san. But how?
How are you, big brother?
I'm not him. My name is Riki.
What are you talking about, big brother?
Don't make a face like that. When we watched the shooting stars together, your face was shining and bright. You had eyes that could see all kinds of amazing things.
You and me watched them? We saw shooting stars? You say such strange things.
Oh, you don't remember that? That's your book soaking wet.
It's no big deal. I just dropped it in a puddle.
I thought you loved this book.
If you want it, you can have it. Big Brother can make me another, so I don't need it.
And what I was afraid of has finally happened.
Komari-san's memory seems to be all jumbled up and confused now.
Nothing to worry about. She should return to her old self soon.
What?
Komari will forget everything and go back to being her cheerful self once again. At least, that's how it's happened in the past. I believe it always starts when she sees death. At least, I believe that's the trigger. She cried her lungs out when my wife died, too. She ran around with a look of madness about her, searching for her brother. Memories were a jumbled mess. Then, as time went by, she gradually forgot that she even had a brother. The same story plays out every time. In fact, I heard she went through the same thing right after her pet goldfish had died.
So this has happened to Komari-san several times?
Mm-hmm. When she experiences mortality, she remembers her brother's death. But given time, she forgets everything. She repeated this over and over. That's why I've avoided contact with my granddaughter. I won't be around much longer. And when I think of what will happen when she learns of my death, I just can't seem to bear it.
Kojiro-san, you and Komari-san will be able to see each other someday. I believe there just has to be something I can do. There must be something.
And what do you think a young boy like yourself can do to help?
My friend told me that if anyone can help her, it's me, and so I'll try my best to do it. Please tell me where Kamakita Takuya-san's grave is. I'll think about it there. I'll do what I can to help her. Takuya-san, what can I do? Takuya-san's wish was that he'd never make Komari-san sad. If he saw Komari-san now, what would Takuya-san do? That's it!
Riki is drawing?
It seems he started to draw something for Kamari-kun.
Rin, want some katsudon?
How can you even think of such stupid things right now?
It isn't stupid. I'm just an idiot, so I don't know what to do. I just can't help it.
I got it. Why don't we take him some food? Rice balls with pork inside. That'll give him some spirit.
That's it.
We have two idiots.
There must be something I can do too.
Guess there's no helping it.
In Takuya-san's picture book, the hen forgets that it once was an egg. Komari-san is the same way. Over and over, she remembers Takuya-san only to forget him. However, in the end, the hen remembers that it was once an egg. How can I keep her from forgetting?
Running away has never solved anything, my friend.
If she keeps turning away from grief, everything will just happen again. If she keeps running away, the same thing will repeat. So, she has to face the truth head on.
That's all there is to it.
I suck at drawing, but this is the only thing I can do. I'm out of paper.
Riki! Use these!
Did you get all that, Rin?
The paper and seaweed cups are from Kurugaya.
Thank you.
Rice balls to fill you with spirit.
There's nothing I can do, but good luck. Don't work yourself to death. Hey, you're pretty good at drawing.
Yeah. They've always been there for me, just like this.
What are you doing up here, big brother?
Komari-san, my name's Riki Naoi. I'm not Takuya-san.
Oh, I see. Then where is my big brother?
Your brother's gone. He passed away. It's sad, but that's reality. You have to accept it.
No! That's just a dream!
Life isn't a dream. That's why lots of sad things happen all the time. Look.
The hen remembered that it was once nothing but an egg. I remember this.
The hen came to terms with reality. I finished the story for you.
The chick looked around, and she realized that she was surrounded by lots of friends. They were all different and sometimes crazy, but they all loved her. They all stayed with her in both happy and sad times.
I was once the same way. I was crying just like you. It was the most painful time in my life. I'd lost my parents, and I locked everything inside myself. That's when they just suddenly showed up. Kyosuke took me along on their adventures. Masato, Kengo, and Rin laughed along with me. I've been running beside them from that day on. It's the same for you, Komari-san. You'll run with Rin, me, and the rest of the Little Busters. And so, smile. Whether you're happy or sad, we'll be there. The Little Busters will be with you. So smile like the sun, and then your own story will begin. A brand new story.
A brand new story? One of my very own?
You'll write your new story on the blank pages at the end of the old story.
Riki-kun! I get it!
Komari-chan!
Are you serious?
Sayagusa-san, you're joining the Little Busters?
Yahoo!